I would like to thank everybody that is involved with this festival. It really is a treat to be here, and it's quite an amazing thing. There was nothing like this back when I was trying to learn how to play. It's why I play like I do. Sorry. It's such a great festival. The only problem is it's hard to get any sleep. Last night, of course, where I'm living is over in Dribble. And I'm rooming with, well, I'm not going to mention any names, but he's playing later. And last night, these girls kept knocking on the door and knocking on the door and keeping us awake. And finally, we had to get up and let them out. Kidding. Okay, here's a tune that I like to sit around and play, and I know I like all kinds of music, and here's one that I like that's kind of a West Virginia tune, and that I learned off a record a long time ago on the fiddle, and it's called the Upiney Mountain. Okay, I've got another one for you. I'm sorry I didn't get to sing all my funny songs tonight, but my voice is really shot. I've been teaching these banjo players in this workshop that's frigid with air conditioning and trying to yell over 12 banjo players, you can imagine. Tell them, okay, now put your fingers here. Anyway, here's a tune that might be on my next CD. And if you haven't already, you can buy one of my last two here at the Augusta store either today or tomorrow, or even the next day. As Uncle Dave Macon would say, they're simply beautiful. And here's a tune called Let's Go Down by the Rocks, Baby. Maybe we'll get a little bolder. Thank you.
really is, honey. Hardly believe that. Let me make a quick announcement here. Let's see, the concerts throughout the summer are always taped, and we come up with a souvenir concert tape, which takes excerpts and highlights of the whole summer concerts, and put that together and make that available to you. And I think maybe for the first time or first or second time, it's going to be available on CD as well as cassette tape this year. And we're going to have you sign up if you want to have a copy of this of the concerts of this 1996 season made available to you. So we'll have a sign-up sheet out at the store, and you can sign up to. And I don't know if you, I guess you pay your money, and you get one in the mail, or ask. Just don't ask me. And also, of course, all the performers will have their wares for sale. This is a great way to benefit the performers themselves, is to buy the recordings and whatever they may have for sale directly from them. And in this instance, it benefits not only the performer who sometimes just needs gas for the car to get home from Augusta, but it also benefits Augusta as well. So all the money that you spend goes to a good place. Well, let me tell you about our next act. Actually, I'm going to turn the mic over to Jerry Milnes, but we have Lester McCumber is going to come up. These some folks down from Calhoun County in central West Virginia, and Lester's been playing the fiddle for about 40 years or so. Carol Hardway plays the banjo, and I'm also told he's a great harmonica player. So for you folks that have been taking Dave Rice's harmonica class, or maybe have just heard Dave out in jam sessions playing old-time harmonica, we're in for a treat as well. Lester's wife Linda is going to come up and start the show with Jerry Milnes and Carol Hardway. So let's make welcome Jerry Milnes, Carol Hardway, and Linda McCumber.
He led her over hills That was Linda McCumber's doing that. Really fine old time singing. Yeah, how about it? Lester McCumber's has joined us now, and Lester and Linda are up from Calhoun County, West Virginia, about 100 miles or so south of here, a little bit west. And they live in Calhoun County, just across the Braxton County line from where Carol Hardway lives. And it's a neighborhood where there's always been a lot of great old-time music. Carol's brother, Brooks Hardway, is featured on one of the Augusta tapes, the old-time banjo anthology. And Brooks played a lot of music with Melvin Wine's brother, Clarence Wine. And one of their favorite tunes was an old song called John Johanna. So we decided to dedicate this song here, this old tune, John Johanna, to the memory of Brooks Hardway.
Thank you.
Well, the Brooks Hardway that we mentioned, Carol's brother, was a great hand to play the blues. He was a banjo player, but he was also a guitar player and liked to play the blues. And Carol kind of picked up on some of that, but he plays it on a mouth harp. So we're going to ask Carol to get the French harp out here and tickle us the tune, Carol. That's why they call this the Augusta Workshops. Well, Carol and Lester play some of the greatest, finest old-time, authentic old-time music I've heard around Central West Virginia, and I think a lot of it sounds the best with just the fiddle and the banjo and get the guitar out of the way. So I'm going to leave it to them. I think they're going to play an old tune called the Upani Mountain, which you heard Walt Kokin play a minute ago. John Hartford played that tune today. He learned it from Ed Haley, and he called it the Blackberry Blossom. Dwight Diller, who will be out here after a while, heard the Hammonds family play that tune, and they used to call that tune the Frank Sanny piece. And Frank Sanny was Carol's great uncle and the person around Central West Virginia who was really known to play that tune well. So I'm going to turn it over to these guys. Upani Mountain. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That ends the first half of our show. Go on out and stretch your legs. When the lights start flashing, that means that the silent auction has ended, and to come on back.